Good morning. We continue our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Leinish Masara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, where Masechta Machshirin, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Ches, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hamoridis Agalgalim Beskleya Baka Bishas Hakadim Lemayim Bishul Sheyachotzu. Let's say a person is in a situation where he has a wagon that is got wheels made out of wood, or cattle gear that's made out of wood, and that the hot weather is going to cause them to crack. So in order to prevent that cracking from happening, what does he do? He wets it. So reads a chiyutan, that's considered chiyutan. Amorid behem of lishtos, what happens if you bring an animal down to the water to drink? Right? Hamayim ha'olim b'fiyah b'chiyutan there. Water that comes up in his mouth is included in chiyutan. V'raglayinam b'yuchiyutan. But the water on the legs, right, is not going to be considered b'chiyutan. Now, m'chishev sheyutchu ragleha, ha'olim b'ragleha b'chiyutan. If he intended that the legs get rinsed, so even the water brought up on the legs is considered chiyutan. B'shasa yachav v'adayish li'olim tamei. But if he's dealing with foot sores or threshing, where the animal uses the water on the legs to cool down, it's good for the animal's legs, and then the person's interested, and that's going to always be considered intentional. It's going to make the water tamei. Horid cheirishot v'katan. What happens if a cheirishot or a katan brings the animal down to the water? Afal pishachishiv shiyutchu ragleha. Even though he intended for the animal to have its legs wet, einan b'chiyutan, that's not called chiyutan, because a cheirish shoten katan, somebody who's cognitively deficient, whether because of age or because of ability, is going to not be a chiyutan sheish lamaisav ein lemachshava. That's not going to be chiyutan, because the action may have been done, but they lack the ability to be able to declare intent. The Mishnah continues in Perek Daled, Ashocha Lishtos, what about he who bends down to drink? The water that comes up on his mouth and in his mustache, that's b'chiyutan. Why is it b'chiyutan? Because a person's water can't come into his mouth unless it touches his mustache. So therefore he intended it. But b'chodmo b'rosho b'skano ain't a b'chiyutan. But if it's in his head or in his beard, so that's not going to be called b'chiyutan. And hamimali b'chavis, what about somebody who fills up a barrel with water? So hamayim ha'olam achareha uvachevel ena mechuvanam shehu mechuvan al tzavar uvachevel shulitzarka reize b'chiyutan. In regard to the water that comes up on the outside side and on the rope, which is coiled around the neck of the barrel, and on the rope that's there, in order to help the barrel, so when you stuck it in the water, that water on those ropes were also there intentionally, and that's going to be called b'chiyutan. Kama hutzarka, how much of the rope is going to be considered for its needs? So Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer tefach. Reb Shimon Elazar says it's going to be a tefach. Nisan atachas atzinor, what if he sticks the barrel with all the attached ropes under a gutter pipe? Seinem b'chiyutan there, if the water goes on the rope, he didn't want it there. There's no benefit of having it over there, and that's not going to be a situation of chiyutan. We'll stop here and we'll continue again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.